first verse to the 54th verse. Because today is, of course, the beginning of the Passover weekend, and today is Good Friday, as we would all know, and so churches everywhere are meeting together all over the world today to celebrate, to commemorate, to remember, to reflect, to meditate, to preach, to teach, to establish the truth about Jesus. Can I hear your amen? So bless you for being here tonight. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were all filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." So we are looking at the very end of the passion of Christ, or his death and all the suffering before that, and after he has surrendered his spirit to the Father. We're looking at the text after the seven words of the cross, which normally are the ones that are focused on during the Passover weekend. Everything has been said and done, and Jesus has said, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." And at that point, the Bible says the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now, this curtain is the inner curtain. This is not the outer curtain. There were two curtains. There was the curtain between the outer court and the holy place, and another curtain between the holy place and the holiest of holies. This was the time when the priest, the high priest, was inside the temple offering the lamb, the blood of the lamb. All the sacrifices had been made. He was going to go beyond the veil. He was going to go under the curtain and with a rope tied around his waist to bring the blood of the sacrificial lamb to the mercy seat at the Ark of the Covenant at this point in time. This was the Passover. This was the time, the holiest day of the year, when the high priest was about to go into that dangerous place called the Holiest of Holies. Dangerous because if God did not accept the sacrifice, then he might not come back alive. And so a rope was tied around his waist in case he didn't make it and he died. And they would know by the crashing of bells around his garment, which was a robe with a very ornate robe with bells at the bottom of the garment, that if they heard the crashing of bells and silence, they knew what had happened. And then they would pull him out from under the curtain. No one could ever go in. No one could see the holy place. No one could ever see the Ark of the Covenant. Everybody except a few priests had ever seen it. And at that point, the Bible says the curtain was torn from top to bottom. Just when the high priest was about to go into the holiest of holies with fear and trembling, with the blood of the lamb in his hands in a bowl to put upon the mercy seat, the Bible says that like a hand grabbed the top of the curtain and tore it from top to bottom, and wow, the holiest of holies was open. I wonder what the high priest must have thought at that time. I wonder if his heart stopped. I imagine that he was absolutely speechless. Remember, he's the only one in there. There are no witnesses at this point in time. He's like, what had just happened? But Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world, was hanging on the cross, and God had received his sacrifice, the real Lamb of God, not the imitation lamb that was slain by hands of men, but by God himself. God accepted the sacrifice, and God showed that he had accepted the sacrifice by opening the way to the holiest of holies. Glory to God. Showing that he had accepted the blood of the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world, and there'd be no more need for this outer temple anymore, built by men's hands. So this is the moment that we're looking at now in the Word of God. Then the Bible says, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. Can you imagine what was happening in Jerusalem right now? This was no small little earth tremor here. This was no small occurrence. The fact that it's written in the Word of God means this was felt throughout Jerusalem, that rocks were splitting and the earth was shaking all over Jerusalem to the point that people everywhere felt it and wondered and were terrified as to what was actually happening now. Even those that did not even know what was going on Golgotha. Remember, these were regular executions. People were being executed by the Romans all the time. They were being executed as being criminals. They were being executed as political activists, as rebels, and all these freedom fighters were being crucified all the time. So that wasn't new, but what was new was the shaking of the ground, this splitting of rocks. Why would the ground be shaking? Why would the rocks split like that? I'll tell you why. It's because of the blood of Jesus that had fallen upon the ground, the blood that was innocent blood. The Bible says that when Abel was killed by his brother Cain, God said the ground is crying, the blood of Abel is crying to me from the ground. So imagine now the spilling of the blood of Jesus. The earth is shaking because they're saying, what solution can there be for the slaying of God himself? What terrible consequences could come to the earth now that the Lamb of God has been unjustly killed? His blood has been spilled upon the ground. The rocks are splitting. The earth is trembling because they think this is the end of the world. Remember, all of creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. The creation itself, the earth itself, is conscious about what God is doing on the earth. So the earth is now trembling and the rocks are splitting. And Jesus said, if these people don't praise me, remember when he was doing the, he's going to Jerusalem and he was riding on a donkey and they said, and he was saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest. And they were like, wow, this is too much for this man. Jesus said, if they don't cry out, the rocks are going to cry out. So now the rocks were responding and crying out and say, what is going to become of us? The whole of creation now is going to come under the worst kind of judgment of God. But no, that blood was not speaking the blood of bulls and of goats and the blood of Abel that cried for vengeance, glory to God. That blood was speaking mercy. It was speaking grace. Hallelujah. So Jesus is going now to the lower parts of the earth. He goes down to the lower parts of the earth. And the Bible says he preached to those who were in prison. These are the people, the righteous dead. These are the ones who were in Abraham's bosom. They were not in heaven. No one went to heaven except for a couple of people before this. In heaven of the creation, there was only Enoch. And there was only Elijah, and there was only Moses. And that's why on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus talked to Moses and Elijah. They were the only inhabitants of heaven from earth. Abraham, none of them were in heaven. They were in the realm of the dead, in Sheol. And so Jesus goes there first and preaches to them and tells them that I am the Messiah. And they believe on him, praise the Lord. And they say, yes, we've been looking forward to David. All the prophets that had died were believed on him. And then Jesus said, I'll be back just now. I need to do something else. And he went even further. He went down to hell itself. And right there and then he had a showdown with the devil. Glory to God. He says, you know what I'm here for. And imagine if the rocks are crying out and trembling, the devil, imagine what kind of convulsions he's going through. So in short, Jesus crushes the head of the devil, takes the keys of death and of hell, and rises up and releases, before he gets out of the grave, releases the captives from Abraham's bosom. He says, come on, Abraham, everybody in here, let's go. And of course, that is now what happens on the third day and when he rises again. But now we're in this point where the temple curtain is torn in two. The earth is shaking. The rocks are splitting. The tombs also were opened. Wow. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. So while Jesus is down in Hades within Abraham's bosom, he starts to release certain individuals. Say, you go back up there. You go back. Yeah, you get up. Go back. Go back to earth. Go back. To show that he is defeated death. Glory to God. To show that he has set the captives free from death. These guys get up out of the grave. Imagine the pandemonium in Jerusalem that day. And you just buried your grandma 3 months ago. And you've gotten over the grief and everything. And there's a knock on the door. And lo and behold, who's at the door? Grandma. Can you imagine how many people fainted in the city? Can you imagine how many screams there were? And they thought it was ghosts? Or something else? Can you imagine the kind of pandemonium that went on right there? But these were tokens that Jesus was releasing from death, and they came out of the graves in the graveyard of Jerusalem and started, and the Bible says, they came out of the tombs after his resurrection. They went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now, after all of this, the centurion, the man in charge, the soldier in charge of this crucifixion, and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place. They were filled with awe, amazement, and said, truly, this was the Son of God. I don't need any other evidence. This right here has never happened before. It has never happened since. That when a man dies, this would happen. So here we are on Good Friday. Here we are the night and the day it all happened. Here we are gathered in the house of the Lord. Here we are commemorating that the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom, telling us that the way has been made for us to go into the holiest of holies. Glory to God, that now we can approach the throne of grace with boldness because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I hear you? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight we are going to begin right there. We're going to begin by thanking God for what he has done for us through Jesus Christ. We're going to praise him for the finished work of Jesus. And this was according to the tabernacle, where you start off with the brazen altar and then you went to the brazen laver. And I won't go over that today. But we start off right there to say, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Can we stand together and just thank him for salvation, glory to God. Thank him for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. Father, we want to thank you and want to praise you. We want to glorify your name for your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us. Yes, Deacon, we can also play some accompanying music right there because we just want to flow with the Spirit tonight. Everybody just thanking God for himself, for this great sacrifice that you made on our behalf, Lord, that we can have our sins forgiven, that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That, Lord God, that you would translate us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord's dear Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming down so that you can bring us up to where you are. You came down from where you were to where we were so you could bring us up to where you are right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying the price that no one else was willing or able to pay. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Lord, we give you the praise. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Lord. Shall never, never lose its power. Shall never, never lose its power. Shall never lose. Shall never, never lose its power. Never, never lose its power. Shall never lose. Never lose it. Shall never, never lose. Never, never lose. Never, never lose. Never lose its power. Shall never, never lose its power. Never, never lose its power. Never, never lose. Shall never lose it. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus was shed for me and you. Never lose it. Shall never, never lose. Shall never, never lose its power. Never lose. Never lose it. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus. Never, never lose. Negela pela manda. Negela pela manda. Negela pela. Negela pela manda. Negela pela. Negela pela. Negela pela. Negela pela. Ikasi liga Jesu. Ikasi liga Jesu. Negela pela. Negela pela ma. Ikasi. 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 Negela pela. Come on, let's give God praise for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you for that blood. Thank you, Lord, for the power of that blood. Thank you for the purity of that blood. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed for us. We give you the praise. We give you honor. We give you the glory. We give you the majesty. We give you the power. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We can't thank you enough for the sacrifice that you made for us. Lord God, so long ago, and yet so great was that sacrifice. And we just come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, give me a key. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full. And free, I want to thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glorify your name, Father, tonight. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Now, as we proceed into and towards the throne of grace, we're going to break some demonic strongholds. We said we're going to pray until something supernatural happens. It's because of the blood that we have authority against the powers of darkness. It's because it became a curse that we might receive the blessing of Abraham. It is because he spoiled principalities and powers, made a public show openly over them through the cross, demonstrated his victory, even raising people from the dead, that we know that he is Lord, and we must enforce the defeat of the enemy. So we're going to make some decrees now to enforce the defeat of the enemy, to remind him that he is defeated and that we are victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. So the prophet is going to come forward. We're going to make that decree. And we're going to put it up on the screen. There it is. Praise the Lord. Prophet, won't you go forth and lead us? Amen. And we just do it together. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say it together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent from all sin, rebellion, sexual immorality, bitterness, divination, and idolatry, etc. You said that if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I thank you that because of the redemption in your shed blood, that full provision has already been made for all my sins to be forgiven. You became sin that I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Therefore, I have been made righteous by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and not by works. I now disarm the accusations of the adversary against me through the gift of righteousness in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I renounce and revoke my conscious and unconscious involvement in the occult, including divination, witchcraft, necromancy, astrology, Eastern religions, vows of secret societies, etc. I commit to destroy every item, artifact, and point of contact in my possession associated with the demonic and the satanic. I sever any generational tie to demonic altars and dark powers through my ancestral lineage. I renounce any connection with the demonic realm created through those who practice rituals on my behalf, with or without my knowledge or permission. I renounce familiar spirits and other demonic attachments made through dreams, occult involvement, and cultural practices in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit myself to you. I resist the devil, believing that he will flee. I declare that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, has come in the flesh, and that he is my only Lord and Savior. I transfer my allegiance from any other false god or idol to the Lord Jesus Christ. I worship and serve him alone as the only sovereign and eternal King of Kings. I declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Lord of all. He is seated at the right hand of God, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word requires that I forgive others as I also seek forgiveness for myself. By your grace and help, I forgive everyone that has wronged me, taken advantage of me, disappointed me, or hurt me in any way. From today, I refuse to hold any grudge, resentment, bitterness, or offense against anyone. I forgive everyone now. I know that as I release others, that I am also released in return. I choose to walk in the love of God, for God is love, and faith works by love, in Jesus' name.
Let's pause it right there and just take this moment to forgive anybody that you feel you need to forgive right now, just under your breath, between you and God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. As we forgive others, so are we forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let us continue.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke marine spirits and cast them out, knowing that the name of Jesus has supreme authority in the heavens, on earth, and under the earth. By the authority in the name of Jesus, I tear down demonic strongholds in the air, on the land, the dark regions of the underworld, in the waters, and in the celestial bodies. I destroy their operations that have affected my life and the lives of my loved ones. I rebuke demonic harassments, obsessions, oppressions, and possessions. My body, mind, will, and emotions are freed. I break spells, incantations, and demonic decrees made against my physical health, emotional and mental health, my relationships, and my finances. I rebuke vampire spirits, demonic hybrids, night terrors, and hunters of the night. I overturn demonic altars where my name has been mentioned and deleted. Get out of my life, Satan, and never return again. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I recognize that you've given me authority as a member of the body of Christ to bind and to loose on the earth, knowing that what I bind and disallow on earth is disallowed by heaven, and that what I allow or permit is loosed by heaven. I have been translated from the powers of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord's dear Son. By the power of divine decrees and declarations, I decree that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I dismantle and destroy satanic portals, pathways and gateways that have been created to gain access to me and my loved ones from the regions of the underworld, the second heaven, and the celestial realms. I declare that I'm free from demonic and alien harassments, obsessions, oppressions, and possessions. Loose me and let me go in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that there is great authority and power in the blood of Jesus Christ that has redeemed me from every claim of the devil over me. I know that the blood of Jesus Christ speaks on my behalf in heaven and even at demonic and satanic altars. It overturns all their claims and silences all their accusations against me. I know that the blood of Jesus enforces the defeat of the enemy that was accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Therefore, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every area of my life in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the most powerful offensive weapon in the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God. I know that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I decree that if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I shall know the truth, and the truth shall make me free. I know, believe, and speak the truth of the eternal Word of God. I speak the double-edged sword against all the works of darkness and sever their hold and destroy their strongholds that had control over my life in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that you have already judged Satan and all his wicked spirits in all the realms of darkness 2,000 years ago through the cross. The cross judged my own sin and also judged Satan and his evil kingdom in all its realms and dimensions. His ultimate sentence after the bottomless pit is eternal damnation with unspeakable torments in the eternal lake of fire. I therefore now execute that written judgment as a believer by pronouncing the fire of God's fiery vengeance upon him, his demonic forces, and all his operations against my life. I decree that vengeance belongs to God. It stands against witches, warlocks, spirit mediums, sangomas, and all agents of wickedness. I decree that all the enemy's works against me are destroyed by the fire of God right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Now let's pray in the spirit. Amen. If you want to pray with your understanding also and spiritual engagement, you go ahead and pray with your understanding. Legobo shaka pareme gebrika tolo komaranda lagebejie komoroko poratele kiabrose. We break every demonic stronghold in the name of Jesus. We stand against spiritual resistance in the spirit realm in Jesus' mighty name. We silence the accuser of the brethren. We silence the voice of the devil in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood that speaks better things than the blood of goats and of bulls. We command the voice of the devil to be silenced by the blood of Jesus Christ right now. Be silenced in Jesus' mighty name. Our sins are forgiven. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's no more guilt, no more condemnation, no more shame as we approach the throne of God. Our prayers will not be hindered. They shall not be obstructed. They shall not be delayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree that every obstacle that the enemy has set up to delay or to derail or to hijack our prayers and our answers right now are overturned by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shall not be denied in the name of Jesus. We ask and we receive. We seek and we find. We knock and the door is opened unto us. In the name of Jesus, our prayers are answered. Without any exception, in the name of Jesus, we cancel demonic delays and interferences now in Jesus' name. Bagomo goborege de disha katala makete monga barete le kisanto roboshe ringa bangamando bogomande le gimrando lo roboshe che tenine na mando robosha ellele menda ramanda la yaba. We break curses, hexes and vexes and spells. We break incantations, occultic, demonic, satanic declarations, decrees, and statements. In Jesus' mighty name, we erase them and delete them by the blood of the everlasting covenant. In the mighty name of Jesus, we superimpose the speakings of the blood of Jesus against every demonic speaking right now. In Jesus' name, we silence demonic and satanic altars. By the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we overturn them and we scatter them. Let every demonic altar be broken now. Let the horns of demonic and satanic altars be scattered now. By the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Father, we thank you for angels on assignment on our behalf tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Legamoshe ketira hatala gande rehetina naha o mange mengi mango monde bege ananga ya. There shall be no more delay. There shall be no more delay. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and we declare it. There shall be no more resistance. There shall no more be any holding back of our answers to prayer. In Jesus' name, when we pray, we believe, we receive it, and we shall have it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every breakthrough, every prophecy, every answer to prayer, every word of God promised to us, Father, in Jesus' name, we decree the promise of God in Christ Jesus are yes and they are amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Leboshaya, we do not pray in vain. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, we thank you that your angels are dispatched on our behalf, hearkening to the voice of the word of God. They are activated and gone into motion. As we decree a thing, it shall be established. As we speak the word, Lord God, it shall come to pass. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you, O God, you said concerning the works of my hands, command ye me, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree that you stand by your word to perform it. We decree and declare that your word comes to pass swiftly in Jesus' mighty name. Legomoshe ketina, and that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ask or think in the name of Jesus, that you do even more than we ask. You do even more than we imagine. You do even more than we believe. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you right now. We enforce the victory of the kingdom of heaven over the circumstances of our lives and of our situations. We enforce the kingdom of God. We say, kingdom of God come, will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. We command situations to change. We command situations to shift. We command circumstances to align. Align with the word of God. Align, 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 align. Come into alignment. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mountains move. Get out of our way in Jesus' name. We command you to be uprooted, be cast into the sea. Every barrier, every obstacle, be uprooted, be cast into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that exalts itself up against us, we condemn it and we bring it to judgment. In Jesus' mighty name, legeme shaka yabakupaya, rumonge bekemberebeshtai, rumonga bamba gamande rede sheketilo humura talakaya. The promise of God in Christ Jesus are yes and they are amen. Oh God, we thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for miracles, signs and wonders, divine interventions right now. In Jesus' mighty name, angelic interventions. In the mighty name of Jesus, divine provisions. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, mighty God, for the kingdom of heaven invading the earth right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, rekebe shenge mando boshtaya, brengebe kila kamando boshe tetata, mangebe rebe kibrando roboshe, brokomomba bagamanda rabakite, mambo gobo bomonga baba mamande rebesia. Rokomomonge beribaraba kaparebe shiakato. Legemende brando rosha kandaba shungobom. Brange shekete nanandaga magaba robo kepetes. Sunkom bakete nananze gijananto. Bage bege genanga lagando bogo kon da 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 da. Gandele shiabro. Legemengaba mangaba bogomonga dandia brabash. Songo bokelele kia brosa, umagai ijenge bregele kia moko moroka pakataya, mange berebe kala kapasonke, munga barebe kala kazie, roko loko mombagadanda rabake brege jinga baroka, longe ben brebe shia komongombom branda la gazike hehe. Oma ye shahatana, umba gamange berebe kimbrandolo shankatare. Oh, Rababa, Satan be bound in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, devil. We bind you, devil. We bind you, devil. We bind you, devil. We command you to get out of our way. We command you to loose our blessings, loose our breakthroughs, loose our promises, loose our inheritance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Makoboka mandebe kebreketina shokaha. Umbekebenge brando brasakaya. Mongo bombagaya. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we loose the promises of God. We loose the blessing of Abraham. We loose the faith of God. We loose the peace of God. We loose the joy of the Lord. We loose breakthroughs. We loose divine provision, divine protection, divine interception, divine interventions. In the name of Jesus, we loose divine healings and every blessing that we are believing you for right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every promise of God in Christ Jesus is yea and it is amen. Father, we refuse to take no for an answer tonight. We refuse to take no for an answer tonight because your promises are yes and they are amen. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father, for the fulfillment of your word in our lives. Roko baga gagan dia rohotada brangehe mohoa yadada brazike de mando dobo sheke mongaba brande kenemasto kosha ombagam bage menge begi broga jinga hataya bro saha jenge bekim ro jange brahataya monge brebe kia bro si sheke tia hando boshe. Oma ya zangaban dobro kedidamando robo sheketidaba. Brosia shanka paro gom magadare. Monge bebebe geberi bagala gabasha. Monga barabagala labasa kapaya. Mendelelele bekia proboko barabake prese. Ombre giangando brenke testi shanka ya zonga ete. Ola gando bagande reke pata lago sate. Monga balaga sanko parekete. This is our year of divine acceleration. In the name of Jesus, We refuse delays. We refuse setbacks. We refuse demonic cycles. We refuse disappointments. In the name of Jesus, this is our year of divine acceleration. We decree that we accelerate in the things of God. We accelerate in attaining to the promises. We accelerate in our faith. We accelerate in our fruitfulness. We accelerate in our achievements. We accelerate in every good thing in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall not be stagnant. We shall not be stationary. We shall not be left in the dust. We shall not be left behind in Jesus' mighty name. But we are on the cutting edge. We are on the front lines. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are leading the charge. Legamo shatayamande. Rosonka patila kaya, brunga bamanga beketila kamarose, umagabareketila nanamangabato. We serve notice to every principality and power. Get out of our way in the name of Jesus. Get out of our way in the name of Jesus. Get out of our way in the name of Jesus. By the speakings of the blood of Jesus, get out. Masonga bokaya bage hehe marolo komana na na mande abaha rosahaya mushoko mende beke ya pahatia no waha ugomongo baka ne beke ya brako tarasha aye hehe yaha mushoko mama gamba kebere aboro brise ke tene makaraba karaya munga aye he kenda katamo zigela la la bakande de beshata. Oh, Mark, we speak increase. We speak multiplication. We decree fruitfulness. Mazonga ha ta ta sa. Zonga ke. Zoko pa ya sa. Make he he ahanda. Roho pa ye seka. Roka tele kia pos. Zonga re kia patos. Zike sheke mando. Roka la ganda ba shehe. Oya ka testasto. Zinge beke nananda ba koma reketi la kaya, munga ba rebeke rende de beste, umaga ba ramaga ba ramaga dana mando robosha, zikende be shanto ba kaya, mando rebeki braso komonte jekina, umba iyanga ndonga ndanda la gambo gomba de lege jike, komanga ngala gande ketina. Lagezenge banga bagologa zike shaka mage peki la gabanga barokriasati zunga magi shoho legenanda da bakopa ya sata muge ya hatila kamandora brijange bareke yenshakatala moreketina saka tatara ruseke shenke petila kaya. Mazonge rekita nanasoka yesata alia la labasha mumbebe kepresika sheke muzikata kande rusata la gabarikata brumonge bresinkata robokampare mujingi brasa kasheke munga brankete brezika lagando breshahataya o lagande breshata lagamango bo rahatia kaya o la 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 ba. We will pray without ceasing. We will pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. We will pray until something supernatural happens. Devil, the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, we shall not stop. We shall not be discouraged. We shall not be distracted. We shall not, in the name of Jesus, we shall not be dismayed. Madomokataya makopaya relagando bokomagabaya kayehe oya katala gazaka mije ketinaso bruse shiaka. Wo yanda ba keperi makomate, mungi bandi brandolo shenge bregele kia mando bo kamandi abra Shungo boba gamba gamande de steke sika nanando bokoma bagende brezinga jango barekele kiabrato jinga hata soko mokoma gabazeke monga barama kaprama koporese ija kamando bokoma bagadanda leje mando raba kaprase oje ketina tando robo sheta Ijango boraba kete, momba baba baba kata yabasa, menje gebrebe kia prakoton sekia, monzi ge de dijinga daraba kala kaya, mozange brebe kele ki maranda la 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 mando boshe, umbaga yehe, masoko maraba kapras, shunga bakete teni masaka yatare, momba baba 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 la la mande de mando. Rusaha shaha mazeha mogahate he sekete ne seke maka mumba gebram bogombrebe kia popa. In Jesus' mighty name. Bible says, call those things, God calls those things that be not as though they were. That's how God works. He calls those things that be not as though they were. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and light will shine on your way. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So we can never rise higher than our decrees. We can never rise higher than our words. Because you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Our words, our decrees create the ceiling for whatever God wants to do. You can never outfaith God. You can never believe God for more than He can do. It's impossible. So we want to continue to decree a thing, and it shall be established. Right now, there's just something rising in my spirit. It keeps on coming up. About godly marriages in this house. Godly marriages of divine destiny in the name of Jesus. If you will, marriages made in heaven. Well, marriages between two people on earth, but if heaven's not involved in it, then hell will show up. But if God is involved in that marriage, in that relationship, God can make it what He wants it to be. Glory to God. There are certain a number of people that are supposed to break through this year in this area of marriage. Glory to God. And they have been delayed. They've been frustrated. And we want to stand in agreement today and decree a thing. And it shall be established that there will be this year godly connections towards marriage in this house. In the name of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can we say amen to that? Hallelujah. Now, I want us, and there are some other areas, financial especially. A lot of people have been fought and resisted financially, but tonight we are putting the devil on notice in the name of Jesus that he has lost this battle and he has lost this war, and that our money is coming to us in abundance, in thousands, in tens of thousands, in millions, in tens of millions, in hundreds of millions. In the name of Jesus, our money is coming to us in the name of Jesus, because the Bible says that God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. He became poor that we through his poverty might be made rich. Now people want to change the Bible, but that's what we believe and that's what the Bible says. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, stand up on your feet if you can and start making some decrees in these areas. Mazokumarabashte. Right now, we're praying for relationships towards marriage. We're praying. We're going to make decrees just now about families and all of that. And we want to make decrees about finances. Decree it. What is it that you are believing to happen in your life tonight? What is it that you are decreeing will happen for you this year? This year. This year. Mashokumarabakatalakase. Mangoborobapabakita. Father, I decree that this year there will be divine connections towards marriage. In the name of Jesus, destiny connections, Lord. destiny relationships in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree that every delay is broken in these areas of life, in our singles, in the name of Jesus, in our young adults, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in Jesus' name, we decree right relationships, right marriages, godly marriages, in the name of Jesus, in the right way, at the right time, in Jesus' name. But this year, Father, right now, we decree breakthroughs for our young people, in Jesus' mighty name. Legebeshtaya, zongobo kemekitarata lagisto, zongaba rama kaprasote, ombaga reketina nasayatada. I decree that weddings shall begin in our church and they shall not stop in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree that couples who are married will begin to have the children that they desire, and it shall be ongoing in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree wealth and riches are in your house. Your people prosper and are in health. Father, I decree that they succeed. They break through financially in Jesus' mighty name. They are out of debt. Their needs are met. They have an abundance in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we cancel poverty. We cancel lack. We cancel financial struggle and not enough in Jesus' name. We cancel it and we curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. We decree no more, but there's an abundant supply. Father, I decree and I declare Abraham's blessing is at work in this house. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree your people prosper and are in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. They have an abundance, Father God. They're blessed and they are a blessing in every way in the name of Jesus. They're a blessing even financially in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I decree breakthroughs for businesses in the house in Jesus' name. I decree that businesses break through, they prosper, they succeed, they are profitable. You teach our hands to profit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we remember the Lord our God, for it is He that gives us power to get wealth, that we might establish your covenant in the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that millionaires are raised in this house. Multi-millionaires are raised in this house. In Jesus' name, they're brought to this house. They're raised from this house. Billionaires are raised from this house. In Jesus' name, money comes in abundance from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Needs are met and there's more than enough. There's an abundant supply in the mighty name of Jesus. We break the back of poverty and lack in Jesus' mighty name. We decree no more in the mighty name of Jesus. No more financial struggles in Jesus' mighty name, but there is financial abundance. Legomo shataya masehe, romonga bandalaga sokomatada baha. Devil, you're a liar. Shut up, devil. In the name of Jesus, shatoromo shate, rokomandalaga bandiba shohataya, bremegi brandololo. Shut up, devil. In the name of Jesus, logomande baraketelika sota. The people of God prosper. They're in health. They cross over to the other side financially. In Jesus' name, they're out of debt. Their needs are not only met, there's an abundant supply. In Jesus' mighty name, everything they put their hands to is blessed. It succeeds, it prospers, it flourishes, it is fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name, their testimony should be a testimony of increase, a testimony of abundance, a testimony of multiplication, a testimony of elevation, a testimony of the blessing of the Lord, a testimony of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I decree and I declare that testimony shall not cease in this house. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough shall not cease in this house. Miracles shall not cease in this house. Answers to prayer shall not cease in this house. In Jesus' name, but they go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Legamando bokana, more than ever, greater than ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Obagande brokate, ejengebando bo shahataya. Brosonke perika lakaso. Father, I decree home ownership upon this house, that the curse of Cain has been canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Father, there's no more struggle about home ownership in Jesus' mighty name. But, Father God, that your people enter into home ownership to become landlords. They become, oh God, homeowners, property owners, property moguls in the name of Jesus. Property multimillionaires in Jesus' mighty name. Lagomos, the earth is the Lord. Shut up, devil. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and them that... Shut up, devil, in the name of Jesus. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And all that dwell... Shut up, devil. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And them that dwell therein. In the name of Jesus, Satobahaya, Rokomashehetete Siakaya, O Magayak, the people of God prosper. They prosper. They succeed in every area of life. They rule and reign in every area of life, even financially. In the name of Jesus, Shatalabashe, Rokomatalakaya, Mangabariko Tolovoha Pahaha, Adalalala Mangabaribato. We divorce poverty. We divorce financial struggle in the name of Jesus. We have nothing to do with it in the name of Jesus. We divorce lack and inadequacy in Jesus' mighty name. Lagomo shahate sahatana obra mangaba. We are covenanted to the covenant of God. We are covenanted to our Father. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath in the name of Jesus. We shall not be beggars, but we shall be blessers and we shall be givers in Jesus. Shut up, devil. We shall be givers in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall be kingdom financiers. Legamando bo sheheti nahaya. Rokoma tele kia sokaman tehehe obagaya branga ate edeme kia brato jike tenenenando obagaya brandala shehehe omando bobo koma. We shall finance the things of God. We shall finance the advancement of the kingdom of God. We shall finance the work of God. We shall feed the hungry. We shall clothe the naked. We shall help the poor. We shall build houses for the homeless. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall be a blessing. We shall bring transformation to the city. In the name of Jesus, Midrand shall be a city of hope. In the name of Jesus, a city of light, the city of peace, the city of truth. In Jesus' name, Midrand shall be a prosperous city. And Centurion also, in the mighty name of Jesus, we shall get rid of unemployment. In Jesus' mighty name, we shall delete unemployment and cancel it from the house of God. In the name of Jesus, we shall reverse unemployment statistics in the city. In the name of Jesus, oh Yabaya, we shall reverse divorce statistics in the city. In the name of Jesus, we shall cancel and reverse the rate of bankruptcies in the city. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall reverse the trends of diseases in the city. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shall cancel poverty in the city, in the name of Jesus, and in this region. In Jesus' name, crime will go down. Crime will go down, go down, go down, go in reverse. In the name of Jesus, Crime is canceled in our city. Witchcraft canceled in our city. In the name of Jesus, divination canceled in our city. In Jesus' name, demonic and satanic altars canceled in our city. In the name of Jesus, accidents canceled. Corruption canceled. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, every crime canceled in Jesus' mighty name, in our city, in our environment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, rakaya katando bo shehehe. We shall build. We will build the kingdom. We will build the people of God. We will build the city. In the name of Jesus, we will build the city of hope. In Jesus' mighty name, we will build to the glory of God. We shall expand to the right hand and to the left. We shall expand and become a multitude. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall become a multitude. We become a multitude in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, the young are saved. They're delivered. They're healed. In Jesus' mighty name, they're filled with the Holy Spirit. They pray with other tongues. They live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Everybody is victorious in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Obagaya brangebeshteke sikaya. Families are restored. Families are reunited. Families are healed. Families reconcile. Husbands and wives are brought together again in the name of Jesus. Families are made one again in Jesus' mighty name, in this church and in this city. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree a thing. It shall be established, and light will shine on our ways. Father, we praise you and magnify you. Oh, we give you all the glory and the honor. We give you all the praise tonight in Jesus' mighty name, that you do exceeding and abundantly and above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Father, we thank you. We thank you for answers. We thank you for manifestations of our prayers. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for testimonies. We thank you for impact. We thank you for influence. We thank you for divine favor. Divine protection are going out and are coming in. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall wax greater and greater. We shall wax stronger and stronger. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall go higher and higher. Rekopo shataya. Mengebeki lokomo rebeki apa devil you're a liar. Shut up, devil. Shatomo shaye. Rokomande beshia kopaya. We go from faith to faith. We go from strength to strength. Legamashtoko sataya. Mande beki abrosikinashtoye. Zengebanda bakandi abrosa. Father, we declare that men and women, boys, girls, come from everywhere. They come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. They come, Lord God, from all over the city, all over and beyond the province. In Jesus' name, Father, they come to be saved. They come to be delivered. They come and are healed. They come, Lord, and they are restored. They come and they are established. They come, O Lord, and they break through. They prosper and are in health in the name of Jesus. Their lives are transformed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we decree and declare, this is a house of transformation. This is a house of deliverance. This is a house of prayer. It's a house of healing. It's a house of restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's a house of glory. It's a house of salvation. It's a house of the demonstration of the power of the Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we praise you. We magnify your holy name, that they're coming from everywhere. They're coming from all walks of life. They're coming from every race. They're coming from every nation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they're coming forth. Indebe kemanganga bangango bonkandi de dadana na na shata. Menge bebe bikia poronga ban tobo shehe. The angels are sent forth and they gather them, the harvesting angels. Gather them from everywhere. Gather them from everywhere. Gather them from downtown. Gather them from the suburbs. Gather them from the townships. Gather them from the country. Gather them, Lord. Ligamando, gather them. Ligamos, great shepherd, gather your people. Gather them, Lord, into the ark of the Lord, into the ark of safety. Gather them, Lord, as you gathered the animals of Noah. Gather them, Father. Send forth your voice. Spirit of the living God, you are the Lord of the harvest. Gather them, Holy Spirit. Bring them from everywhere. Draw them from sin. Draw them from drugs. Draw them from alcohol. Draw them from bondage. Draw them from darkness. Draw them from confusion. Draw them from the oppression of the devil. Draw them from deception. Draw them from the everything that is evil and wicked in Jesus' name. Draw them, Father God, to the light of Jesus, to the Word of God, to Jesus Christ. Draw them. Legeme shandai. Rakatalamagumagande. Obagamandabarok. They are drawing. They are being drawn. The angels are drawing them. 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 They're compelling them to come. They're compelling them to come from the highways and the byways. We go forth and we compel them to come. We invite them to come. You draw them to come. We reach them for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of grace, gather them from everywhere. Ilalana mandobosha, young and old, children, old men and women, in the name of Jesus, draw them. Legamando bahaya bakando. They are being drawn right now. Oh Lord of the harvest, Spirit of the Lord, draw them and harvest them into your kingdom. Let your house be filled. Let your barns overflow. In the name of Jesus, fill them with the Holy Spirit and with power. Set them upon a rock. Put them in the path of purpose and of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Set them on fire, God. Set them on fire. Mungi bringa la lango bandiate, kumanga bamba gembamba gandia bokaha, uma ate yakaya mando, o raba kaya bango bo rekete, o zanga baka braso kateyase, o mangande regidando bo shaya, o menge bre shando bo shte, o la 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 mangaya. Father, we declare your house is overflowing. In the name of Jesus, it is overflowing. Calling hundreds, we're calling the thousands, we're calling the multitudes. In the name of Jesus, we call them from everywhere. Lishanda, Mogabande, Lagamango, Boratalakesa, O Mangebe, Yambo, Komareke, Hataya, Hatomaha, O Yamande, a small one shall become a strong nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree the anointing of 1,000 times more. The anointing of 1,000 times more. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for 1,000 times more. 1,000 times more. In Jesus' mighty name. Mozaka mangebetila kamantoba kaya, ombre ketelekan dobo shetila khan, Songa bamba gamando bo reketeya. Omba gamanga baremeti la kamatore. Omba gabaranda la gazeke. Brosata jenge brasunta. Zinge janga gato. Obagaya zange bretene masoha taya. 1,000 times more. In the name of Jesus, an anointing of 1,000 times more. In Jesus' mighty name, we release an anointing of 1,000 times more. In Jesus' mighty name, Lekashata, Ombagande, Begebekia Poronda, Elegambo Gomorete, Lekia Mandora, Lijaha, shut up, devil. In the name of Jesus, 1,000 times more. In the name of Jesus, Elaga Shokomara Katise, Omagande Bregedelegia Sokaha Taya, Monge Brebekia Mondorovosha, Omagamande de Bandoloboshe, Omababa Manga Baramande Lebeshatara, Mombababa Gandaramando Roboshate, Omama Mange Berebekatala, Omanana Mande Lebeshatelamaha. Mumbaba rebe shatala makita, mumbare demeshando bo shatala, mumbare kalaka sekete, mugomaranda la la mando bogomarende rebe, mugabahanda la 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 mande reba lolo bo la mande, ora mama mama mange berebe kayaba. We call in the harvest, we call in the harvest, by the thousands, by the multitudes. We call in the harvest. Yehahaya hatatatata shata. Obraha sheke yatanda. Ombre shegamando bo shahi. Ombakea brando jengeba. Ilando shekia prasa. Ombra gaseke nanda soka. Brese hashinganando boroba. Longo mumba gadalalaha. Ombe bebe ketele mahaya. Mandoro no mandoro vokola namai, ela la la mandoro vokola lava, ela la la mandani ne mandoro vokuba baba, mena la la mandoro vokolo lobo shakata ramala la boya, ina la la makamana mashombo vokumana, ila la ndere ne la la mahumbara la la la, mandere behele ne mandoro ba la la ba, men baba kama mandoro vokolo lolo manala. Baba kelele le la 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 ba, mumba ba ha ya la 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 ma do bugwa, mumba ba ba ma 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 ke be 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 ma, mumba ma ma de 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 ya la 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 ba, oh ya la la ma ku ba 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 ma 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 de de, come in come in come in come in, come in from the edges, come in from the hedges, come in come in come in come in, come in to the house of the Lord. Come into the kingdom of God. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Oh la 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 makatayaba. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Oh la la mandiri ba la 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 mandiri ba. Come to the house of the Lord. Come to the house of the Lord. Come, 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 come. Come, come all, come, come one, come all. Ijakanda basotoma, reke de bande lele beshiatara. Umbaba kai, umbaga manga bahete, umbaga manga barama. Mumborubo sumurebe, umbaga lala mahayebe, umbaraba lala mandebo kumane. Umamama kalema, umamama kamama. Oma mama kapa baba, obo komo momo haralala, oma rele rele malala, oma baba rele 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 lema, omo romo lobo kama lama, ribalala yene lema doro, obo obo koma mama mama, oma raba kile leme lema, oma manda rele lema doro mo, iya lala manda rele manda. Mumbaba kamare me pirima.
I'm going to put up the decrees concerning finances.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's do it together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for the covenant of Abraham in which you have made me a partaker through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I am blessed with believing Abraham with the gift of the righteousness of God through Christ. I thank you that I have right standing with you. I have divine rights and privileges because of this gracious gift. Thank you that all of my sins have been forgiven. As your child and son, I thank you that you have made me an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Therefore, I have been made a beneficiary of everything that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ by your great grace. Father, I thank you that through your own righteousness, I have boldness to approach your throne of grace. All my prayers are heard and answered because of this great blessing, because Jesus Christ himself is the guarantor of the new covenant. I thank you that this new covenant cannot be broken. Thank you that this covenant gives me unlimited access to all of your generous benefits and promises. I believe that the great benefits of the blessing of Abraham include eternal life, the forgiveness of sins, the righteousness of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, divine healing, divine protection, grace, peace, divine favor, divine provision, and financial abundance, among many other things. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Father, I know the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, so that through his poverty I might be made rich in every way. I believe that it is your desire for me to prosper and to be healthy, even as my soul prospers. I declare that Jesus Christ has redeemed me from poverty and financial lack. I am free from the shackles of debt. I decree that you intervene supernaturally, if necessary, to free me from the lack and burden of debt. My needs are met. I declare by faith that based on your word, I live in financial superabundance. The blessing of Abraham is on me through Jesus Christ, the seed of Abraham. As a result, I experience increase, productivity, and financial abundance all the days of my life. I decree that I am a cheerful giver. Therefore, I enjoy the privilege of honoring the Lord with my first fruits and my giving. I am a faithful covenant keeper and therefore am a faithful tither. I sow bountifully and therefore also reap bountifully. The treasures of my heart are not on earth, but are in heaven. I worship. I'm sorry, I lost my place. I value true riches over earthly riches. I do not worship mammon. I worship God alone. He is my source and my provider. I divinely exchange earthly riches for true riches through my giving. Therefore, I am rich in wisdom, revelation knowledge, and spiritual understanding. I am rich in faith, in love for God, and in divine favor. I am rich in inspiration, hope, and vision. I am rich in grace, honor, and influence. I declare that I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added to me in turn. I declare that I am a person of high value. I harness the true riches that God has given to me and apply them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I am inspired by the Holy Spirit and am innovative. My ideas are cutting edge, and I add value wherever I am. Therefore, I am productive, and finances come to me from expected and unexpected places. I do not love or pursue money. Instead, I love God and pursue his kingdom and his righteousness, and money is attracted to me. It pursues and overtakes me daily. I am in high demand, and I am a game changer, both in the marketplace and in the house of God. I give, and it is given to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, men pour into my bosom. I am a generous kingdom financier and a generous giver to the poor and the needy. I generously honor those that God has set above me to minister to me. As a result, I am also generously honored by others. My seed bears abundant harvest for me in every area of my life. I cannot be poor or in lack. My days of financial instability and indebtedness are over. I walk in financial abundance. Money flows into my hands and my bank accounts in great abundance from expected and unexpected sources. Millions of rands, U.S. dollars, pounds, and euros are my portion in Jesus' name. I declare that there is no limit to the true riches that God can trust me with in exchange for my financial giving. Therefore, there is no limit to the material wealth that God can trust me with. I am a faithful steward of everything God entrusts into my hands. I am a person of great influence and a difference maker wherever I am. I will not be undervalued, underestimated, undermined, or underpaid. My thinking, my ideas, my vision, my insight, my innovation, and my impact are in great demand. They are all greatly remunerated and rewarded. My name is positively mentioned in places of great influence and power. I am highly favored and am a generator of wealth. My days of lack and poverty are over in Jesus' name. I decree that because I am blessed and am a high-value person, that I am in high demand and will never lack employment should I desire it. Doors of purpose are open to me with great favor. People connected to my purpose are drawn to me. I am highly favored in any employment or career path that I pursue. Glass ceilings in my finances and career path are broken in Jesus' name. I am promoted by God and by man without prejudice, restriction, or limitation. I decree that demonic gatekeepers in my way are blinded and bound in Jesus' name. Those who resist my advancement are removed out of my way in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. Divination and witchcraft against my finances or in my workplace have no effect upon me because I cannot be cursed. Jesus took every curse upon himself so that I would be blessed. I break and reverse satanic and demonic exchanges in Jesus' name. No one shall be able to take what rightfully belongs to me and exchange it with something else in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of Haman in my marketplace space. Every attempt to undermine or sabotage me in my job, career, or business fails. I overturn all the plans and strategies of the enemy against my finances, job, career, or business. The works of my hands are blessed and fruitful. I am successful in everything I put my hands to. My investments and businesses prosper. In Jesus' name, everything that belongs to me is divinely protected, including my real and personal property. My possessions and assets are hidden and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are protected by the angels of God. They shall not be the targets of witchcraft, crime, accidents, or disasters of any kind. My assets increase in value. I have an abundance of possessions according to the covenant of Abraham. I decree that I dwell in peaceful habitations and that wealth and riches are in my house. I decree that the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow. So the benefits of the blessing on my life come with no sorrow in Jesus' name. I am blessed to be a blessing to others, including my own family. My God rebukes every devourer for my sake because of my attitude to money and my faithfulness in giving. I am wise and disciplined seasoned in managing my finances. I am a good steward of the financial resources that are at my disposal. I am free from covetousness, selfishness, and greed because I recognize that I am blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Come on, let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. How many of you believe that the heavens have answered tonight? Hallelujah. And that the answers are released into your lives and our lives in the name of Jesus. They've been divinely accelerated in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, something supernatural is about to break forth in your life and my life tonight. And from tonight, in the name of Jesus, I decree you are entering into supernatural manifestations of the promises of God. Hallelujah! Bless the name of Jesus, and you shall surely testify about the goodness of the Lord. This evening, we have prayed until something supernatural happens. Come on, one more time, give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord.